I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, Muslim ladies. This is your program and welcome to a new episode of Muslim Ladies. Well, in here I have Sister Zainab. Welcome, Sister.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's a pleasure, always a pleasure to have you in here.
Same here.
And, well, as always, we're talking about things that are the concern of women. Well, as we have you in here, Sister Zainab, we would like to know more about our role model, that is Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. We already have talked a lot about her, how she treated her family, how she treated her children, her husband, her family, I mean father and mother, and then a lot more of these details we have been through. But then I guess we need to talk more about how she had her role in society.
Yes. One of the very important things, Sister Asma, is that we fail to manage public relations in a very healthy way. That's because, I tell you, since I come from India, and in the movies, in the, I don't know, serials or anything, whatever is taught or fed to us, or the content that's shared on the social media, messages, images, videos, in any form, whatever the content is shared, is that there could be no healthy public relation of a woman in the society.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she is like, either she has to be, make her body image so that she actually gets successful in different fields, or like, again, she cannot maintain public relations in a healthy way. But then, Sister Asma, when I came here, Iran, and I was surprised, number one, in the university here. Why? Because all the administration was managed by women. That was the first ever university I saw that women administrating, women doing the service in the...
Yeah, everything is done by women.
From small services mm-hmm. to the administration, all were women. And I had never seen that before in India.
Yeah.
And then again, why I was when I was shocked over here in Iran was that I went to hospital and it was my delivery time. And I never knew like where I'm going to... You know, where my baby is going to come into this world. And then I get again shocked seeing a women's special hospitals available here. Like
yeah.
for deliveries, you have women's special hospitals where mm-hmm. men are not allowed. Even my husband was not allowed to see the, you know, he could only see it when I was discharged.
It's like, women realm.
It's yeah. I was really shocked because you don't find any such thing in India.
Yeah.
I don't know in any other part of the world, but I had never seen that before. That, mm-hmm. that came as a big shock to me. Then gradually when I started knowing people here, when I started developing relations, when I started going around, number one, I was not able to go around freely when I was living in some other country. Before that, I have never been able to stay outside my home when the sun sets.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I was amazed to see women exercising at night. Women
They even go travel. At night.
Yeah, so I personally traveled as a foreigner. I traveled to different cities without my husband, without my family, and all alone.
So that means women can do in a society without having of such, as you mentioned, women, unhealthy relationships.
What we're talking about is that I experienced for the first time in my life here, women can have healthy public relations.
That's it, yeah.
Women can have healthy public relations. It's not just no. If you're out of home after sunset, then you're not going to be developing
and still
healthy
accomplish
relations
with a nurse. Some more of things they desire to accomplish.
Yeah, for
in
the
society.
First time, I saw a woman demonstrating something on the stage here, in a full hijab and demonstrating the story of Karbala. And now she was actually, making the mm-hmm. high pitches, low pitches in her speech and then expressing it in a very traditional, different way. And I was amazed to see that. And I was waiting. The moment she started, the moment she described the narration of Karbala in just one line, I was looking around in the audience, literally. I stood up and I was looking around in the audience because I was waiting for bullying now. That's what I had experienced. That's what I had seen. That's what I had actually... it's not like I performed somewhere and I experienced bullying. What I want to say I experienced in the sense, whenever you would see women trying to explore their talent in any other country, in any other stage, in any other platform of the world, you will see bullying coming out at the very first instance. So I was like really shocked.
Yeah. So that now that's a nice example.
Women is able to demonstrate and at the same time maintaining so healthy public relations.
Yeah. So this is just the beginning, dear Muslim ladies. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
We are talking about maintaining healthy relationships, relating and going back to what we have learned from what we talked about Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha's lifestyle. And then Sister Zainab is helping us with that. So we talked about how women are accomplished in some societies freely and happily without having unhealthy relationships.
In other societies, women is not given that value that she realizes she can actually go out, work, maintain healthy public relations outside. Now, how does Hazrat Zahra Salaam Alayha teach us all this? How does Lady Fatima Zahra Salaam Alayha teach us all this? Coming back to her, it is to take care of Islamic teachings when we are coordinating in public, when we are maintaining public relationships. Because while interacting, we got to take care of Islamic guidelines. We got to take off good morals. We got to take off, take care that we have a cheerful face. We got to take care of that. What she would actually major thing she would take into consideration is that she is actually taking care of the rights of others.
Yeah, now that's the very perfect point of what we're talking about. How all these teachings have been passed down to us through her way of treating other people in society.
Yeah, actually treating other people in society, and I felt it very important to talk about maintaining healthy public relationships and then comparing different societies, especially that I have been living in, and with the society that I am living in right now, because this society taught me a lot that you can actually maintain healthy public relationships with dignity, with respect, without just, you know, showing off to others, without just being a tool, without being something dehumanized. Yeah, so you can be valued without just being a sculpture of beauty. Lady Zahra Salaam Alayha teaches us is that she, in her public relationships, she would take care of Islamic guidelines, the good morals, the good ethics, and the rights of others. All right? And then the first thing she would have was a cheerful face. A cheerful face. You know, you would see many...
Which is very important, by the way, you know?
Yeah.
But not in an excessive way, because we all have effects on each other in society. When I come out and see all the people are brooding and so pensive...
Every action has a reaction.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel depressed myself as well. But if I come out and see pretty much vivacious people around... I'm not saying that we should do it in a stupid way and laugh for every single thing. But I'm just saying that we must have a face that is very much congenial and then so happy and cheerful. You can show it with your eyes as well.
Yeah, actually, in Islam, having a smiling face, having a cheerful face is considered to be a sign of iman, sign of faith.
Yeah.
So one has to be very, very cheerful. And it's, in fact, Imam Ali al-Islam says to one of his companions who is named Humam, he says to him, "O Humam, an intellectual believer is the one who has happiness and a cheerful face and sadness hidden in his heart."
Wow, yeah.
And now that's teaching us hundreds of things.
Exactly, yeah.
In just this one of the
so
guidance.
Your face must be always vivacious and all your sadness is being buried in your heart.
You know, because when we start saying sadnesses to others, we are actually destroying the same public relations.
Yeah.
Now you never know the person you trusted when she's going to or he's going to
it might
use
turn
the
against,
same thing
you.
Against you.
First yeah. thing first is that it might turn against you. And then also, maybe you're going to have some bad effects on them by sharing your very sad experiences with them.
Yeah, maybe someone was already down and
exactly,
that person was not showing you. Now, you sharing your old sad experiences are actually turning him.
And the society would go off a cliff that is so sad. And society would go off a cliff, which is so sad and so depressing. So all the people would turn into these sad creatures that are out of liveliness.
In fact, we have one of the sayings from herself, Lady Zazara. She says, "The one who has a cheerful face, this becomes a reason that this person will be safe from the hellfire tomorrow, and it even makes the heaven obligatory for him."
Yeah.
And she's a direct student of Prophet. She's learning directly from him. So she maintains good morals. She maintains Islamic teachings. She maintains a balance, basically.
Exactly.
And the balance is very necessary. The way you were saying that we have to be cheerful, but we don't have to do it in a very mad way. In a very
excessive way
that everyone thinks around what's wrong with her.
Yeah.
Or maybe she wants her because some people take it as a green signal for very different things for you never intended to.
Exactly.
So and you have to be taken care of. You have to maintain that, the balance.
Level of balance.
Seeing the society, knowing the audience.
Exactly.
You're actually going
and that's
through.
Very important. And since we were talking about Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, and also from whatever you have talked to us in previous episodes, I guess we have been going through too much of her lifestyle. You said that she has been so cooperative with her neighbors, with the family who came to meet her, all the women together.
And now in the society, in the public relations, with a cheerful face.
And that actually was the gist of what we were going to talk about. She is the role model to us. She has been teaching us all of these things, all of these behaving style with other people in society. And we, as Muslim ladies, have to take all of these things into consideration whenever we are going to play a role in society. So, Muslim ladies, this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the Messiah.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.